This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Tallahassee, no exception. Katie George, ESPN, the ACC Network, joining us on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. Katie, hope you're doing well. So after, I guess, getting there to Tallahassee, calling that game, you have guest coaches. Our buddy Andy Staples was one of those guest coaches, others as well. Being around Mike Norvell, what were you able to learn after, I guess, being around the head coach there in Tallahassee, that program that maybe you might not have known last season in his first year?
Well, good to be with you guys. I think the thing that stuck out to me most was surprisingly how good they feel going into this next season. I mean, we can all admit it was painful at times to watch Florida State on the field last season. It was painful and a big challenge for Mike Norvell as a head coach. He said that's the most adversity he's ever faced in his time coaching, 30 years? But I was just surprised by the confidence that everybody seemed to have in this team and the pieces that they brought in key transfers during the offseason, and the belief that these guys still have in Mike Norvell and where they're heading. You know, I talked to Mackenzie Milton. I talked to Jermaine Johnson, a transfer from Georgia. They said, look, we wouldn't have come to FSU if we didn't believe that Mike Norvell was the guy with the keys to the car to get us back on the right track. And they feel like they're close, which that was a surprise to me. And in watching the spring game, there were some really good moments and some young athletes out there that have a lot of talent that were bright spots. I don't know if they're there yet in terms of being a contender this upcoming season, but I definitely think that they have the pieces maybe 2-3 years from now to be back at the top of the ACC and give Clemson possibly, or North Carolina, maybe even Miami, more of a run from their money. But, you know, these guys were confident, which I think was the biggest takeaway I had during my time in Tallahassee.
I mean, Katie, take those players you mentioned, add a Jayshon Corbin, a Keir Thomas, a Jamie. Mm-hmm. I mean, the transfers are all over the place on this football team. What are Mike Norvell and his staff doing to maybe go the extra mile to gain more continuity than he would if these were a bunch of kids that he had signed out of high school?
Yeah, it was interesting. We asked him about that, Cole. Like, hey, you're bringing in 8 transfers right now. Are you at all concerned from a chemistry standpoint? Because they felt like they had a good thing going once they got rid of some players who clearly didn't want to be there and weren't bought in last season. But Mike Norvell said, like, I never was concerned from a chemistry aspect. And it doesn't seem like they're doing anything extra outside of, you know, the day-to-day spring practices, workouts, you know, obviously getting in the film room, the weight room. Like, I was just very, very pleasantly surprised that he said, you know, we brought guys in that have the character we want and that fit our culture of what we're trying to do here. Because, I mean, this is a complete culture rebuild, right? I mean, they were in a bad place 2 seasons ago with Willie Taggart. I remember being on, you know, the sideline watching a couple of their games, and there just was no continuity. Players weren't fighting for their coaching staff. Players weren't fighting for each other. And that was really tough to see because, I mean, it wasn't too long ago, guys, that Florida State was a premier program in college football. I mean, they won the national title in 2013. And so I've been really impressed with the way that Mackenzie Milton or, you know, DJ Williams, Jamie Robinson have come in and already started to build a great rapport with their teammates in such a quick amount of time.
Katie, being around the folks down in Tallahassee, what's the realistic expectations or the time frame they believe that they can really compete in the, obviously, the ACC Atlantic Coast of the Atlantic Conference division?
I think they can compete now. Honestly, this upcoming season, I would love to see that be the case because, you know, Cole, you covered the SEC. We root for parity, right? As people in the media who cover these different conferences, you want to see top-level talent, top-level programs go head-to-head every single weekend. And unfortunately, in the ACC, you know, we haven't had that in quite some time. I think we're moving in the right direction because you have a team like North Carolina with Mack Brown, who's done a phenomenal job in a quick amount of time in his return. Miami, you know, under Manny Diaz, is starting to trend in the right direction. Obviously, they want that Clemson game back if they could. I mean, so NC State's another team that, you know, had 8 wins a season ago, and they just signed Dave Doran to an extension. We need more parity in the ACC, and I hope that Florida State, you know, maybe it's this year, maybe it's the next year, can get back to kind of that prime that we saw a few years ago. But the fan base and this team believes that it can happen now. And I will say, I mean, in looking at some of the running backs that they have, you know, when Norvell was at Memphis, you know, he had five NFL talent in that running back room. He wants to get back to that kind of depth where he's got a bunch of different guys who can do a variety of different things and give you different looks. I mean, they've added talent in that room. And then you've got wide receivers, you know, only two real veterans on Ontario, Pokey Wilson and Keyshawn Helton, you know, but you've got a lot of young guys coming in, like a Malik McLean. That was probably the standout from the FSU game for me. Malik McLean is 6'4 and damn good. And he made some unbelievable catches from both Jordan Travis and Mackenzie Milton. So if those freshmen can come in and actually have an impact immediately, I think Florida State could possibly win six games, go bowling. But, you know, you just never know how freshmen are going to fare once they go head-to-head against different opponents other than themselves in a different uniform.
Hanging out with ESPN's Katie George on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. Mackenzie Milton, we remember him before the injury there at UCF. What a dynamic quarterback that he was in all of college football. Getting to see him there on the field with your own eyes, what did you take away from Mackenzie Milton? I guess it would probably be unfair to say what does he look like now versus pre-injury, but what was your takeaway, Katie, after watching Mackenzie perform on Saturday?
That he was so excited to be back on the field and competing. I mean, talk about someone who has the it factor, a true competitor, somebody who was told, hey, you might not walk again, let alone play football again, and didn't take no for an answer. It's been an unbelievable 2 years for him. That came with setbacks and challenges, and struggle, right? But that is a testament to his character, his mindset, his sheer grit that he's back on a football field and in a position to compete for the starting job. I think he threw a couple daggers downfield in really, really small windows that were impressive. He clearly still has the accuracy. It's just, is he comfortable pushing off of that back leg? And that's what something offensive coordinator Kenny Dillingham said. That gets better every day that he's out on the field. And, you know, they're working with him as he gets into this offensive system. You know, that's going to take some time too. It's like anything. Anytime you join a new team, you know, you're starting from square one in terms of the system that you're in. So that's his biggest task moving forward. But he seems confident, and I had a chance to talk with him about the injury and about, you know, transferring to FSU and just where he's at mentally and physically. And he said, look, like, I don't think I'll ever be the same as I was when I was at UCF prior to the injury. And he was like, I'm okay with that. Like, I've accepted that. But he said, I am still comfortable and confident in everything that I do on the football field. He said, there's nothing I cannot do because of the leg injury. And he said he just can't wait to get out on the field, whether that's against Notre Dame if he wins the starting job first game of the season, to answer all the questions and concerns that we have of, is this guy going to be able to compete at the D1 level again?
Are they going to be able to block for him, I think, is the real question.
Well, that's so fair. And that was the trickiest part about the spring game that we didn't get to see, because they've have a lot of injuries right now at O-line, so they were shuffling in a lot of young guys. That was something that Mike Norvell and Kenny Dillingham said, like, this isn't going to be an accurate representation in this Garnett and Gold spring game. So we did not get a real look at that offensive line. But to your point, Cole, you know, Jordan Travis was somebody last year who they didn't expect to be the starter. He started six games and didn't have a real understanding of the offense. I mean, Kenny Dillingham said, like, look, he didn't really know football, but he was just such an athlete and a playmaker. We put him out there, and he was just adapting, anticipating, and reacting. The offensive line didn't help him and do him any favors. So if they can shore that up and just make a step in the right direction, they're going to be better where they were than, you know, a couple months ago in the fall season.
Katie, the NCAA, we're expecting the next couple weeks, it's going to be very busy in regards to new legislation. We keep waiting for name, image, and likeness. And Florida State kind of jumped the gun in front of every Power 5 program by announcing their Apex program. Can you kind of detail a little bit about what you heard when you're in Tallahassee, how that is going to be able to empower the athletes even more?
I got to be honest with you. We did not talk about the Apex program, so I don't know the details in regards to that. But I do think that Mike Norvell, you know, as well as Gus Malzahn down at UCF, they understand the importance of this. Like, it's not going to stop here. Obviously, name, image, and likeness is going to be passed. So rather than being reactive to it, I think Florida State is one of these programs who recognizes it and says, let's get out in front of this thing and let's start our plans and preparation so when it is passed officially, you know, we're ready to go. And so I appreciate that proactiveness from Florida State and this football program because, you know, they understand there's a lot of these guys. Mackenzie Milton would be one that can capitalize and benefit from their brand. And I think that Gus Malzahn was like the perfect example, you know, in how he embraced putting, you know, social media handles on the back of UCF's jerseys when they had their spring game. Now, will that change or stay the same when we get into the fall season? I have no idea. But, you know, I think Gus Malzahn is another person within the college football realm that understands this is where we're heading. You know what? We need to just accept it, capitalize it, and put these players and athletes on a pedestal so that it can work to their benefit.
You know, Katie, you were talking about the Atlantic Division, and FSU feels like they can compete right now. I feel like a team that's maybe falling under the radar is NC State. This is an 8-4 team. Nobody's really talking about the Wolfpack. What are you feeling as far as is NC State coming into 2021 and possibly being that next team behind Clemson in the division?
Yeah, you know what? I love NC State because they do fly under the radar, to your point. I think that they are underdogs. They have that chip on their shoulder. They buy into that mentality because that's Dave Doran's mentality. I mean, talk about just a gritty, hard-nosed, blue-collar guy that, yeah, they might not have the talent or the athletes that a Clemson or a Miami or even a Florida State gets, right? They're going to out-tough you, and that's his MO. He has those players bought into his program and his messaging, and they fight for him, right? And I think that that's when you can shock some people and do something special. So I have always been a big fan of going down to NC State, covering a game in Raleigh, and getting a chance to talk with Dave Doran because he doesn't sugarcoat anything, which I absolutely appreciate. And so he can come off like a little rough and tough, but I just think that that's who he is, and he doesn't apologize for it. But I think his players respect that about him and want to play for him. And, you know, I'm hopeful that Devin Leary is healthy come fall. You know, he had a terrible injury after dealing with COVID and having to be, you know, contact traced for like 21 days to start the season. So they never really got the continuity that they were looking for at the quarterback position because of all the adversity they were faced with. But to still get 8 wins, I think was pretty impressive given everything that they had to navigate. So I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, how NC State comes out next fall.
What I really want to know coming out of the Florida State spring game is how did FSU Twitter treat you after this?
Not good. Oh, my goodness.
Hold on, listen, listen.
Feels good. It's garnet and gold, but I feel what you're saying. No, it's...
You had to play it, Cole. Come on. I've been dealing with this all weekend.
Sorry.
I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when you're in this role, you like have a question or the gist of a question in your head and you start speaking and words are coming out of your mouth. But at the same time, you're thinking different thoughts. And so in my head, I was like, I think Florida State has like a weird color. I think they have like that funky color. I don't know. It's not maroon, but you know, before I knew it, black and maroon were coming out of my mouth because he was wearing a black penny. Being a quarterback, they obviously didn't want him to get hit, no contact. And so I was basically just saying the colors that I saw, not the actual school colors. And, you know, credit to Mackenzie Milton. He clearly is bought in. He understands the tradition and knows the school colors already, even though he's been there for a short time. So he corrected me. Kudos to him. But, yes, to your point, you do not want to get on Florida State Twitter's bad side. In the ACC, I think they are one of the toughest fan bases to go head-to-head against.
Good stuff. Katie George, ESPN, the ACC Network, at Katie_George05, joining us on the Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. Katie, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.
You as well. Have a great day, guys.
Katie George joining us. As all of our guests do on the Make Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline, zero sugar, zero carbs, only 80 calories. Try cucumber, lime, peach, pear, or spicy pineapple.
This is Three Man Front.